This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And the Plastic Man is Cajun Fishing Adventures proprietor, Captain Ryan Lambert. He joins us now. And, Ryan, you know, I got a text in. Somebody says, a non-resident turkey license? How can you tell if the turkey is a non-resident? Well, I mean, just check his driver's license. Oh, wait, maybe he's talking about the feathered bird, not the non-feathered guy that killed
him. Ask him to talk to you, see if he's got an accent.
There you go. Hey, four turkeys. Why would somebody kill four turkeys illegally? Are they hungry? Ego.
I want to brag about it. Man, I knocked down four of them, bro.
Man.
Well, it's all ego. All of the outlawing is just ego. They don't need it to eat. They don't want it to eat. They just want to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it makes it easy to book them because, I mean, almost all of them want to put it online, you know, show pictures, date, time, place, and make the case.
The ego gets in the way so bad that they got to brag online, and they get them every time. They will sit there and watch it constantly. Yeah.
The most effective tool for an enforcement agent these days is a PC or an iPhone. That's all you need.
That's right. That's it. A truck to go over there and get them with.
Yeah. Well, what you been doing this week?
Well, it's been a fabulous week fishing, but I'm watching a symphony in the yard today. I got a couple of hundred ducks about 15 feet from me, and the limpkins are screaming, and the hawks and crows. It's something this morning. I mean, it's loud.
All right, let me stop you there. Limpkin. Somebody's going to want to know what's a limpkin, so explain that to them. That's a newcomer.
A limpkin is a newcomer to our state. They've been around maybe a year now. I've only seen them for about 8 or 9 months, and they're here because of the invasive apple snail. They're moving with the snails, and they came to eat them, and they're doing such a great job that there's not a cypress knee in my lake that's got the pink eggs on it. And not only that, but they eat these freshwater clams, and they can break that open. They walk around the pond all day long. I got about six of them here now. In fact, I see one flying right there. And they go around eating those clams and apple snails. And I tell you what, it's a great thing because those snails are taking over.
Yeah, they make a weird sound, too.
They're loud. They scream bloody murder, boy. Yeah.
The first one I heard of, a guy by the name of Grady Galliano, who's a hunting manager at the island, he showed me a picture. And he says, you know what this bird is? I've been seeing them around here. And I researched, and sure enough, it was a limpkin, and they were showing up down there around the Zalmans. That was a couple of years ago. But, boy, since then, like you say, they're coming after those apple snails.
Yeah, I literally was waiting for him, and one morning I woke up, and there he was. I took pictures, put it on that Facebook right there myself. So I was just so happy to see one because I need help, guys. I can't knock all these eggs down myself. But they have done a great job taking those snails out. I tell you what, Don. The fishing has been good, but right now it is off the chart. I'm talking about it is good. I don't know what the deal, but, man, the redfish, the trout, I mean, it's fun right now. Real fun. Nice reds, too.
All on the east side or any west side action?
Both sides. Both sides. We're catching on both sides, but the redfish, you know, that's the river's at 11 foot, and it just congregates them, and, I mean, they are nice. We're having a ball. Customers are having a ball. We're making some happy people right now.
Yeah, they're fishing them on that plastic, too, which makes you even happier, huh?
They're drowning shrimp. You know that. Yeah, they drown some shrimp, but I'm going to The flip-flop right now is tied, but I'm going to get right back after tomorrow. I just came home today and helped Miss Carmen out with my little grandson. Boy, I caught a soccer in the pond yesterday evening, and you know, he's won. He thought that was the best thing. He giggled and laughed. He was going crazy seeing that fish. Boy, I said, that's it. It's on now, buddy.
I tell you what, I don't know whether I'd rather come back as one of my daughter's pets or Ryan Lambert's grandson. That's got to be too nice. To get treated very nicely. That boy's gonna kinda, he don't know what he's in for, does he?
No, he's I can't wait. I can't get enough. He sits here and feeds the ducks with me and laughs. He loves throwing that corn to him. He is a ball. He's an absolute ball.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing a lot of conservation work. I'm gonna all CPRA and wildlife fishery. I'm gonna meet Miss Madison finally.
Oh, and, when's that gonna happen?
It's early May. I'm taking them all out, kind of teaching them about restoration in the river and show them, because a lot of those guys are not from where the river is. They're from further west, and they don't know what the river can do. They've never seen it with their own eyes. So,
well,
I can't
wait to show
them.
Well, she's from the Dakotas. They don't have any
marsh
or erosion.
They got
really
a river there, but it's like the Madison or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got contacted by her press people, and she wants to come on the radio, and we're trying to work out a date and time to get her on there. Yeah, she's jumping in with both feet, that's for sure.
Oh, she is, that's for sure. I love it. I mean, that's good. Get some good blood in there, some new blood, and hopefully we'll get some things done that I've been wanting to do. I want to move us into the 21st century with some more monitoring of the fish and, you know, some different techniques instead of throwing a gill net where we always threw it. You know, we got a database there, but we need a whole new paradigm on getting our studies on specks and reds and snappers and all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, she's also instituting like an upgrade of their infrastructure, you know, their equipment and all that, kind of assess it and update everything that they've been using and bring in some of the state-of-the-art equipment. So that's also a very good move. I'm kind of
That's what I want. We got to come out the Stone Age a little bit.
Well, if somebody wants to get you and go fishing and listen to the birds. In fact, I got somebody who says, what's the name of the duck that eats the apple snails? I couldn't understand what Don
it's
said. It's not a duck. It's I guess it would be more like a crane family.
It looks like a crane. They're about 2.5 foot tall. They're pretty tall, and they're brown with some white speckles in them, and they got one heck of a beak that break them clams open, too.
Yeah, it's L-I-M-P-K-I-N. Limpkin.
Limpkin, correct.
Check it out. All right, Ryan, always good to keep the birds going, man. They add a lot of atmosphere to the show in the background. They're doing a good job.
Without a doubt, buddy. All right, buddy.
We'll see you next week.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.